In Sefer Dalad, so Mishabura Ayin Ches. I think we actually did this, but it wouldn't hurt to do a Chazor. Okay? So he pointed out over here that over here we're going to allow him to sell this item which had been had Melicha together with the Chametz. So even though we're not going to eat it, we can sell it to a Goy, we can sell even that item itself. Because, like we said, you're not really benefiting from the value of the chametz, which is absorbed inside. We did it again.
Now we can find out where we're all.
Hello, Dr. Katz.
Now you can get a paper sword.
But we said in Tafim Zion that over there we don't sell it. The Moshe says we don't sell. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah, Kamosha Kosev with Tzim and Tafim Zion. To Torah Sofer, this is a mistake. The Tzarech Lerma that the correct language of the Ramosh should read the following: Al Bagav Dein Noigin came Beshar Tarubas Chometz, Kamosha Kosev Tzim and Tafim Zion, Sif Aleph, saying over here we do sell the whole Tarubas, the whole mixture, even though in Tafim Zion we said we don't do that. Pirushai. The Shom of Word, but the Blias Mashu Chometz, and a Yochalim Kerlakum, Achashiyifted Mea Chometz, Kamamalich Mechalina Bezit. Even though we learned over there that when it comes to there's an actual Tarubas of Chometz, even though it's a Mashu, and there's no benefit in the sale, you still can't, we don't sell that which has the Mashu mixed in. Even if you would be paid to the Mei Chometz, and you would take the value of the Chometz that it is, and you throw it away into the Yam HaMelech, so you can get the benefit from that money anyway. It's still, we don't do it. That's Ramah. Chabar says you do. Ramah says you don't. It's not the Ramah, but over here, when it's absorbing through Malicha, which we had this whole argument whether there's a real absorption through Malicha anyway, it's not a derisidic absorption for sure, so will we make them allow you to sell it with its Belia of Chometz, Mashahu, Mirabonon, because Malik Kiruser. But now, the calls at the Malikal Ramah, Bechatichas, Acheris, Ayade Klipo, Ayade Mechir La'akum. We're doing Sikkot and Ayin Ches again.
Okay, do the Machabras say you don't sell anything with
Chum? In Tafim Zion, he was allowed you to take the value of the Chum and throw it to Yam HaMelech and then sell to the Goy. You're not really benefiting from the value of getting the Goy.
When wasn't the Ramah letting you sell?
When it's absorbed through cooking. So it's a real absorption, as opposed to Malicha, which is a Durban absorption. The chita was found. This is all talking about that you didn't have the tzir which was generated from the salting process. So you're just dealing basically with a yavish. So they done malicha, and they done hadacha. And then they salted it a second time for the purpose of for putting in the pot. So this malicha over here is not the malicha of kashering it, which generates seer. It's just a regular case of act of salting it. Or alternatively, it's still on the meat amamish. So the seer, whatever seer there is, whatever liquid which is coming out, fall down to the bottom. This is sitting up above it. The chita is above the seer. Al mimsa chita besechat seer. If you found the chita in the liquid, so now there's a new problem. The problem is that there's a kvisha taking place over here. Why is there kvisha? Because we hold kavish as kamavushal. Normally kavish is 24 hours, but kavish in a situation of tzir, which has the koyach of melech in it also, is much quicker. It takes a very short amount of time. How long? So over there, it says the time it would take to put the pot on the fire and have it heat up. An average pot, average heat, how long would it take? So Rosh Hashanah says, we assume 18 minutes. Some sheets hold 6 minutes, some hold 18 minutes. So instead of Kavosh Kimavosha taking 24 hours, it's taking 18 minutes. That's a whole different ball game. So you have the tzir is liquid. So Kavosh needs liquid, but the liquid is a tremendously salty liquid because it's
right. So that's what speeds it up.
So that'll speed it up. So the chit is in there together with some meat. So you have a chometz problem after after the 6 minutes, 18 minutes, whatever the amount of time is. We say that it's like it's cooked together. Well, it's called mashal munach b'tzir yesh lesa b'tzar beer. Then everything which is in the tzir together with the chometz, it becomes also because of the chometz. It's kavash kamavushal, and then b'tzar beer, even that you can't keep it on Pesach. But he wants to point out that's only that which is in the tzir. So even if you have one piece, and part of the piece is above, and part of the piece is below the liquid line, so the part which is above doesn't absorb. We don't say since the tzir goes into the lower part, which is submerged in the tzir, and once it's in there, it moves up to the part above the tzir. We don't say that. Okay? Avmashal munach l'mala min hatzir, yasekum shekasa b'rambah, that you'll be able to do what it says over here. The b'tzir ain't armim shemafafei l'mala. The process of tzir, we don't say that it creeps upwards. But you have the different problem that if the kernel's sitting on the piece, we ask for the whole piece because maybe the piece is shomein. But tzir doesn't do that for you. So the shomein, if it'd be sitting directly on the piece, you would do what the Ramos says over here, that you could sell to the goy. The part which is, means you cut it off, the part which is below hand, you must discard on Pesach, you can't keep. The part above, you can keep left to Pesach. Like we said before, that the Machaber said selling it, the Ta said you can keep it also. We did this. We had a case where you found the chita in a container which had the pickled cabbage, like a coleslaw, or kraut, like a kraut, sauerkraut. So over there, if you found a chita in there, so also called a chavis, the kavash kavushal. Then we said that flavor, it's a mashu, but mashu is also in Pesach. So you can't eat anything in that whole barrel because it's all kavash together, kavash kavushal. But dafka kashetzir are lagabov. It's all again, it's all talking about a case where it's submerged in the brine, or the meaning the in that case being the brine in the container in the barrel. In a case where the kernel is above the liquid level, the brine level, so it's sitting on a piece. So again, so that we're going to follow the Ikudim. We said over here that piece itself must get gotten rid of, or you can sell some goy, and the other pieces which touched it need klipa ksas. Assuming that it was possible the other pieces which are adjacent need klipik sas, because maybe it touched. If you feel confident that it didn't touch it, you don't need anything in the other pieces. Just the piece that you found it on, that whole piece becomes aser, even though the chara maliyah doesn't absorb more than a klipa, maybe it's shaman, the shaman is mefafeya, the flavor creeps all the way from one side to the other because of the shamdamas. Okay, in this shemat shecher b'kli menot lo b'soicha mayim. So your person had a kli, there was a little bit of beer left on the bottom, and he put water in there. V'idichu b'han boser achim lichosu b'pesach. You salted the meat, so after lichu yefnu hadocha. So you have this meat with all the salt on it, you have the hadocha. The meat right now is in a maliach kiriseach state. He used the water to do hadocha from this kli, which there was a little bit of beer, which is chametz in the bottom of the container. So now that beer is now mixed. There's chametz mixed into the liquid, and now you're pouring this liquid on your meat, which is salt, right? So it's probably not such a phenomenally smart idea to do that, right? It's probably not.
It tastes good.
I mean, if you don't want to use it for Pesach, okay, that's fine. You know, if you want to use it for Pesach. So that's a chagak of the yesh lahatir a boser. You can be mad to the boser. Afkula keep klipa meikra the without klipa, because the case which you discussed over here, klipa, you had a kernel vadai touching this meat. Bam! It's going to create it in a klipa. Right? That's the case over here. But over here, you don't even need that. Shav shamayim nesu machmas a shecher. Even the water has had chametz flavor. Mamish bona fide chametz flavor in it. Had beer in it. But the meat is cold. Doesn't absorb. What do you mean it doesn't absorb? The meat is salty, and salty absorbs. The meat was still salty. So the it's absorbing, even though it's cold. No. It didn't absorb. But the whole purpose of the hadacha is to weaken the power of the salt, wash it away, but also to weaken it, dilute it by putting the water there, and that weakens the power of the salt. The salt no longer is doing its process of what salt does. So let's say the mushal in the dam process. The goal of the meat, the salt in the dam process, salt by nature draws liquid out of something. So if you want to preserve something, you put a lot of salt because it draws out all the liquid. The rotting takes place because the reason why something deteriorates is because of the liquid. So once it's totally dry, this can sit. You have the petrified forests and they're totally dry. They sit for thousands of years and they're still. Right? You go to a rainforest and which is constantly moist. Things decompose tremendously quickly. Right. So the purpose of this is that's what salt. The salt pulls liquid out. So it's pulling out your dam. At some point in time, all the dam has been pulled out. So you have this salty dam. You have this salt which is saturated with dam, sitting on your food. That's not a smart idea because now the salt that's sitting on the food, as it puts its salty flavor in there, is letting the when salt finishes. Because I'll say, as long as it's busy being maflet, it's not boleya. Salt also has a nature, when it's sitting on something, to flavor it with its salt, and whatever's in the salt goes in also. So your dam is going to go back into your meat. So no, right away we wash it off well, and you remove the salt, but you also break the power of the salt, because all this water dilutes it, so it breaks the power of the salt. So that's what
how do we know how long that takes? Do we know? I assume we know, because we salt meat all the time.
I mean, I don't think they give it a number, but they wash it well afterwards. It's a good hadocha.
But you can't let it sit there for an indefinite amount of time before you rinse it.
How long the belief is take? How long
does it take before it stops being?
Oh yes. So one sheet shear says that's machloekas because everything else in the
like everything else.
In the right. One shear says 18 minutes. After,
so in other words, they when you salt meat, you only leave it on for 18 minutes. So,
well, we don't do it. We do it half an hour.
Okay.
We do it half an hour. Something's told an hour. We do it half an hour. I think standard procedure is a half an hour.
But then if you leave it on for much longer,
you're right. You're not supposed to leave it long. If you leave it on for long, you ask a rabbi.
Leave what on?
You don't leave the salt on your meat for too long. But whatever. Okay, so here the guy's taking this water and he's washing off all the salt. So it's like, well, so we have this conflict. The water has chametz in. The water is definitely chametz. Look, it has the shecher, remnants of the shecher, which is bona fide chametz in. Right? Cold doesn't absorb it. So pouring this cold water, which has beer in it, over your meat will not answer the meat. You know, you're pouring water on it, it doesn't absorb it. That's the nature of how it. Tell my what? The meat is salty, and maliach is terusayach, and therefore the maluach state of the meat will allow the meat to absorb the cold water. Yeah, but the whole purpose of the water is to wash off the meat, to weaken the meat, wash off the salt, to weaken the power of the salt, that it shouldn't be terusayach. So who wins first? That's going to be the question, who gets there first? Does the water weaken the kayach of the salt, and therefore the meat remains not chametz? Or does the salt absorb it before it, like its last bad deed before it goes under, it gets washed away, is to absorb some of the chametz. So we say that doesn't happen. The Chagaka says it doesn't happen. The water washes it off before it absorbs it. They don't have the power to make it absorb it. Okay. So that's what Mishmi Mikra did. Okay, it's not the Mishmi. Malchus Chumras Chometz, Pesach, Yesh Likla, Man, Abosim, Bimokim, Shinoga, Bayamayim, Alom. It would be preferable to, it would be proper to remove the layer of which touched the water. V'das ha'chayorom, the medina tzarech ha'boser klipa, kimen dis pe'pili, filo lo nimach ha'boser klas. He adds a whole new swara. The more, what do you mean the word doesn't get absorbed in? You have this piece of meat, this meat is not, it's not plastic, it's not impervious to liquid. So why shouldn't the water get absorbed? It's cold water, it doesn't absorb. So he said, no, the nature of the meat is certain cohesiveness to the surface, etc. But if it has cracks in it, we assume that that's not so. So there's cracks, the water goes into the cracks, it gets absorbed in through the cracks. So how far? That layer doesn't go deeper. So you would need klipa. You would need a full bona fide klipa because of that problem. Even if there had not been malicha, that's going to be a problem. It's something to do with the malicha aspect. Now, the Masechta Dishim here just adds one thing. We had an opinion before that soinon is also by Pesach. So this whole argument, you know, okay, good, so the water weakens the salt, and therefore the salt doesn't, but okay, good, so now you're left with cold water and meat, and cold water, which has chametz in it, and your meat, so right there, the cold makes the chametz be absorbed. What's the nafkamina, according to that opinion? So that's only true if it's sitting in it. But if you're just pouring it on, then it runs off, it's not really being submerged in it, that wouldn't have that problem. So that halacha before, that's where one shito holds on Pesach, soinon does absorb, even at least a masha, when that's a problem, that's only when it's immersed in it, when it's sitting in it, as opposed to just pouring it over. Okay. Sif tes vav. Tarnagrelis siluya, shenimses bo chita mevukas besechabes. You have a roasted chicken. You found a chita, which is mevukas, which means it's cracked, which means it's ready, went through the chemist process. So it's kernel is chametz. And you have a roasted chicken, and you found the chita inside of it on Pesach. Okay, so what do you do? So the area where it touches is a problem. Anywhere would you think that the flavor would extend to, it would creep in, would absorb in? That's called pipua. So you estimate the fi'ar medadas, how much you think it's absorbed in, and you remove that. Again, the amount is going to be a mashu. That's the first opinion. Yesh Hashem is cool. The second opinion says, no. On Pesach, we're going to answer the whole thing. Why? Fisham kishem ha'apchim ha'shvoid ispash at a time b'chol atan ha'gadlis. Because when you turn it upside down, it moves. The flavor moves to different places as you move the food. The other chickens on the same spit, if they're touching. Even normally we say the flavor will not transfer laterally to the next piece of meat, but over here it will because of the movement. We did the mechavim with the mishpachim. Ayin test. Shenim says bo. So you roasted it and you found this kernel. We did this mission. We did the design test already. In some case, you found it inside. You found it inside. There's no question that it was here before. It didn't get inside by itself. So the answer is it's been around since the bird swallowed it or whatever.
So is this implying that before eating, you should cut it open and check it?
No, yeah, we'll give the chashish for it. Just if you find it, you have to deal with it. I hope that doesn't sound too cavalier. Okay. So over here, the Yesh Lerman is Nitzchamsa B'mayim Shehut Chuboy, that it became chometz through this water, which is, it's in there. The mayim was soaked in water, and now it's absorbed in. I mean, this is Alatana, it's found on the outside. It wasn't there from before. How do I know? Because if it was before, the water would have washed it off. Right, so if how's it here? It's so deeply tenacious, and no, it must be a felon right now because it wouldn't have been there from before. Well, Karla Achshav, no, must be a felon now. But Shuman has an agarless habit, can make Paris minimatmas. So it fell now. There's no liquid here. So only thing you have the liquids of the animal. Those are not matmas. So what's the problem? Hey.
Here
If it hasn't split yet, which is Vadei Chometz, it's only Nisrachah, which we take as an indication of potentially becoming Chometz. If it's a possibility that it's, or it's a possibility that it's already Chometz, once it's Nisrachah, so that's, according to the more, they'll be the same thing as over here. Avolo Nisrachah, even if that, even that's, it's not a case of Mevukas, it's not a case of Nisrachah, nothing has happened yet at all, ain't circling enough to do anything. Okay, so what do you do? Chetim HaVipoy, you remove the area where you think it could have spread to. You go deep down around that area where it was, and then you go off surface on the surface to the sides. Over here, case of four was a case where it was salted and heat was generated through the concept of heat. Here's talking about a case that's actually roasted. There's actually heat there. We're talking about a real heat process. So that requires us to be more careful. So even though if you find a chita on a salted chicken, we have this whole discussion. What do you do? How much of the chicken? Is the whole chicken also? That part is usher. The other chicken's usher. We had this whole discussion. What to do? That's over there. But over here, the we're definitely machmir more. Everybody would agree that the item is usher. But this so we said you take what you say we take away the mokum of the pipua, and that's it. It was a lean chicken. If it was fatty, the place where the kernel of meat touched, kernel of wheat touched. So then kulos, the holy one comes us. So what's the sword? Because there's a count of Allah, the ozel heter mufatim lachita, the non chometz items, which are roasted and they are fatty, give a certain fattiness to the chita which is touching it. Well, the chita is fatty, regardless, then it spreads throughout the whole chicken. It's a mashu, but mashu is osur. So he said over here, we're going to ask, some people ask the whole thing, because we turn it upside down. Now, there are many other isur in which we just talk about the deal of the shvoid, touching, not touching, we don't get involved. Well, otherwise, you turn the shvoid around, so it's a problem. But the afka, the isur chometz, shu be mashu, kashin on the zim. Mashayin b'shar isur. Sure, from the Isser is usually the Isser is some exceptions, but usually the Isser is 1/60th. The Morris says really it's if you give it to a expert goy, the taste, I'll tell you there's no Isser there. That's what the Morris says do. And the Mechaber passes like the Rama passes like that, the Mechaber passes like the Rama. The Morris says nowadays we don't trust the goy, they're not Pekim, we don't trust them. We can't rely on them to say whether there's an Isser flavor there or not.
You don't trust them because they're lying, or you don't trust them because they don't have the expertise? I mean, why don't you trust them?
Both.
But if they're Masir Lafi Tumo, that's not the Shia, because they know what's going on, they know what you're asking about.
So in general, no, Masir Lafi Tumo would work for that problem. We still, we said we don't think they have the same, we are concerned they don't have the same sensitivity the more I was talking about. So, will this person be able to discern that there's a flavor of this chometz, whatever, or iser, trefus,
yeah.
1/60th, lav dafka, whatever the number is. So now, what do? We assume the 60th. We assume that in general, if you have 60 times of the het over the iser, there's no doubt that the flavor has been nullified. Or 60 is really certain. It's not really 60 is the shear. The shear is when the flavor has been nullified. We don't do the system of testing, so we're left with it. We rely on 60. But so over there, you turn the thing around, the flavoring was over. The amount was only over is not a 60. Not a 60. But over here, chometz is b'mash.
The amount, what is not a 60?
That the amount of this chometz stick of flavor, which is moving from chicken A to chicken B on the same shvoy, is very minimal. So the Gabi other Isurim is like, hey, no. So it's not a sheet, it's not shishim, so it's not 1/60th. So what are you worried about? Bechama says that's not an option. You move the shoyd around. The shoyd pegim umashu daim nitzal gabi gecholim in lesser yosim because they people what? So this is only because of you're using the shoyd which you turn around, etc. But therefore, the whole piece of meat becomes osur, and even the next piece over becomes osur. But let's say it was roasted directly on the coals, was some type of place for the to be shouldn't be sitting in its liquid. It runs off and said, unless yesim because they pay piapuoi. So then we do like you said, you estimate how far you think it went. That's a rabbi. Go now, vali dein loko, but still yesim imalich. So malicha doesn't require dafka a case of a shvoid, and you're moving it around. Malicha says, oh, it moves flavor around. Malicha moves flavor around because like sli, and sli doesn't. Unless you, that doesn't make any sense. Obviously, sli has a power to move it around also. So not, it doesn't make sense that the yakim make on sli more than case of malicha. Okay, so you have a shvoid. So you say it moves throughout the whole chicken, and even the chicken next to which is touching. Okay, if you made him nogus in a sewers, but it's only also because they're touching. Well, maybe you should say the following. But Lorraine, we don't say the following. We don't say, quote, that bleas mashu herlich mispashet mizelos ayyadei hashvoy. Listen, it's sitting in the sroyal, so the mashu flavor goes out of the chicken into the pole, into the rod. Go, moves down the rod, goes into the next chicken. That's why we're not going to go. They touch directly, otherwise it's done. Now, if the Tanagirla said the first one that it touched is a fatty chicken, a lot of fat on it, so that already, a Sarasa called a filet and nuggets, even if they don't touch it, asks.
First chicken that the spit touched.
It's going to ask all of the chickens. If the first chicken, which that's where the chita was found, the chicken where the chita was found was shmeina. So it'll make itself osir. But osiris hakurl. If it asks other ones, if we say once there's this fattiness in the air, it moves the flavor around, even though it's not direct contact. Karmachaim argues on this smogan of rum. I feel that's the smogan of rum. Furthermore, we're only going to be machra on this last point, a scenario where, it's vare chomes, it was mavuka, it was already broken open. Okay, so it's only these sprouts. It's softened inside. It's about to germinate, but didn't germinate yet. It's not chomets. Excuse me. Okay. Why do you ask about the chickens? I had a hibuch ashoyed mispashat on the other side. I had a hibuch ashoyed. Because the same way it moves throughout the same piece by moving the spit around. So it moves from piece to piece by moving the spit around. Ubaloi hipuch, in the case where you didn't move the spit around, muteris acher is their mutu. Fill the blood without any cleaver. Custom a prima godin. The fidas harav le'el. Yesh arvus the tzli le'germa malicha. I just told you in a case where it's they're touching each other, they're asked everything else. No, so the, what about the following? What in case where the Karagel is a Kochish? After the Karagel is a Kochish, the Gamri, still a Surah Kula, feel like Hippu Hashvoid. So both, even that situation where it's totally kachush, she said, what could happen? After that, it doesn't move anywhere. It doesn't have the power to move. doesn't absorb in unless there's this fattiness which allows it to move from place to place. She says, so the difference between and not hibukashroid is the gabi, the item itself, we're going to ask the whole item anyway. The gabi, the other pieces, we're not going to ask them unless they've been touching this piece. This chaperon over here, Tezayin. Chidoy sa'oro, shenim says bezefikoyf, la'agra shehibavu oyso. He found it in the zefik, you can find it in the actual intestinal tract, after you've roasted already.
Unless the other pieces had been touching the piece of chicken that had the wheat kernel.
I'm following this. What are you saying? You found the chidr sara inside of the zefik oif, inside of the stomach, one of the stomachs of the oif, the stomach of the oif. Yeah. Something's called a crop usually. After you've already roasted the heated up the tanagarlis. So oif mutter, the oif remains mutter, but chita vasara tsarach the sar from you burn the chita tsara, the chashibi kimukal. It's not going to be as if it's been digested, but you can ignore it. So oif mutter pevo. Dainsley oyster, yoyster mikle klipa. Okay. It doesn't go in more than a klipa. So, but over here you found it inside of the zefik. So it absorbed out. But how far does it absorb out? In that alone, you don't go more than a klipa. There's a question which you could contemplate. Right? So let's say, for argument's sake, the length of a klipa is an inch thick. Right. So you have a thick piece of meat over here. First inch is awesome. So now the first inch is also the next inch is right next to the inch of Isser. So I say, okay, good. So the Rasha is going to klipa. By the time you're finished, the whole thing is also again. So they said that's not true. That is that the flavor comes in and has the ability to spread at a certain distance and not go beyond that. So as far as it goes, but in this scenario, it goes in, absorbs in the klipa. It doesn't go beyond that. But over here, zefik kubemalka maklipa mashiach nosay. The zefik, so we say we have this chita, and salt in it, so the salty karech of the salt, you know, causes it to cook up. So this chita aser the klipa around them. That's the zefik. So go throw the zefik out. Enjoy your chicken, right? This is what he said you should do. Now that's if you hold the shear of the kedek klipa. Fili didan dasvinan bitzli ad shishim. We say we don't know what's considered kochush and what's considered shomeng. And by kochush, you write as long as a klipa. And by shomeng, you say it absorbs out the whole thing. So now you need a bit of shishim. Well, I can't say, listen, you know, my zefik is shishim can connect my chita, because that's not true. So now you need shishim, you have to spread it out throughout, means you're spreading it out throughout the whole chicken. Kumogame lahakram is there, yes, we take klipa, over klipa is enough. Kehivu meno demaklal etzli. The heating process, what they would do like over the fire, was not really roasting. The way they do it, they move it constantly. You constantly move it around during the heaval process. I don't know exactly why you do that, but that's what you used to do. And therefore, it never gets a chance to really absorb in more than usual. You know, the whole thing. And this is a chita chutz lezefik achar hivuk. So you did hivuk and you found that it's not inside the zefik. The chachil tzarach liklof osamachim. You'd have to do klipa on that spot. But even in bishul kach beli klipa, you cooked it. You didn't do klipa and you cooked it. So you say, so your master, you're cooking isser. That's it. It becomes osir. So no, you're cooking the isser, which is zor din klipa. We can assume that you're going to have a sheer bittul.
A burning the Easter, you're burning the Easter that's what in the clay.
If you cooked the thing without removing the klipas, you're cooking. You're cooking it. So you have a shir bittel bottle. The data came is on bepesach kadam a hebrew bekadam a malicha the tech and the girl is hate them al khatr shai malif the hate actually you must because the khitin me shows the can raise the zoras in this school. So they used to feed the animals grain, so the animals, you know, you don't know what type of things get caught in the feathers, and you shaft it drops inside. And B, you don't know what it's been eating, so there's the potentials for finding them are lots. So we have to do a process before the Hebrew, before the Malitha, to check it open up and check and see what's there.
What's Hebrew?
What?
What's Hebrew?
Hebrew is the seeding process. I'm not sure why they did Hebrew. Just heat it up, probably. You could do it to singe off the feathers and all of that.
Before the Malicha?
Circle of Pezayin, circle of Sarfim. So he said, so the Chita and the Sarah that you found in the Zephyr, you have to burn. So Linen, why is that? So Linen, the Shin's comes and Malicha's Shinim Sibazephyr. The liquid in the Zephyr caused it, the moisture caused it to become, to sprout and become comet. And he said, the last thing was, you have to burn them. Because they're not considered as if they've been digested. Va'af, filling tuma chashivah kimukolim. Even though we have raya's from mishnayas, if it comes to the lachas of tuma, we consider it as if it's been digested. It's no longer achita, and no longer has any tuma and tahara. It's not an oichel anymore, etc. Because it's been digested. Filling isur shani, but that's gabi. Tumah, but Rabbi Yisrael were more mad. I'm very gross because of the fees that ain't chiluk ben shleimo is shavur. Whether the kernel has clearly been effective, or it looks like it's totally fresh, as it went in. In the case of shleim, we consider the kernels of shleim, they have it then as if they've been digested. Because of the Sefer Tanya, there's a Sefer called one Rishonim called Tanya, it's nothing to do with the Tanya, which the Mubavish learned. Kolin Yenei Pesach, Loyasa, Ayene Akum, and Kain Roish, Loyasa, Ayene Ketana. And all the lachos of Pesach should be done, dafka through adult Yisraelim, that are going to dress it with the proper derech eretz as necessary. Okay, so Bishop, next week, Sunday night, I guess it'll be 8% when 7:25.
Here?
If I might have to do it at home, so I'll send you an email if I have to do it at home.
So this Tanya is not the same Tanya?
This Tanya is one of the Rishonim.
It's a good thing because they have to draw the Tanya together and one soup. That wouldn't be a good idea.